A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Tes Zayin, Baba Metzia 16a. Pagination is 31. We'll start on the facing page at the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up. We're dealing with a case where a person stole a field from somebody else and sold it to a buyer. The thief then went and bought the property from the legitimate owner. And the question, therefore, is, did he buy it from the legitimate owner in order to affirm and validate the sale that he already made to the buyer? Or he's a thief. He took the field from the real owner. He sold it to the buyer, generating illegitimate funds. And now when he's buying it from the legitimate owner, he's buying it for himself. This guy is a thief. There's no reason to assume that he's validating the original sale. He's a thief, and he just continues to be a thief. And we really want to know who owns the property right now that he's finally bought it from the legitimate owner. Boi b'nei Shmuel me'rav. Shmuel asked the following question from Rav. Chozer v'lokcha mi'baylim harishonim mahu. If this thief went and bought the property from the legitimate owner, what is the halacha? Amalei, he answered him, Ma mochalo rishon l'sheni kol zuchus hatova l'yado. What did the first person, meaning the thief, sell to the second person, meaning the buyer? Whatever benefit comes his way, including this benefit that comes later, and the land will be affirmed in the hands of the buyer as a result of this purchase that the thief makes from the original owner. My taima, why? Marzutra amar nicha le'delo nekar yegaz lana. The thief would like not to be called a thief, and that's why he's laying out money to the original owner to purchase it. Because we have a fundamental question, why would he buy it if it's not for himself? The answer is, he is getting something from this transaction. He will no longer be called a thief, because he's affirmed it in the hands of the buyer. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, a different reason. Nichale deleku behemnu say. He would like that his trustworthiness should be affirmed, and therefore, he's buying it from the original owner for the buyer. Tosfos points out in Dibra Maschal Chazar, second to the last on the page, below Hikir Bamairi. This is all dealing with a case that the buyer did not know that it was stolen. Because if the buyer knew that it was stolen and bought it anyway, as we saw a case over here on this page, then not to call him a thief or to affirm his trustworthiness, the cat's out of the bag. He's either way going to be a gazlan. He's known as a non-trustworthy person, and this buyer just figured he'd play the game for as long as it lasts. So Tosfos says we're dealing with a case that the buyer did not know, and therefore, according to Marzutra, he doesn't want to be called a thief. According to Ravashi, he wants to have trustworthiness. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons that sound so much the same? So let's move on to today's daf, Tezayin Amud Aleph. About 8 lines from the top at the end of a line, Eloika Benayu, the difference will be, Diyava B'matana. If this thief was giving it to the person we were calling the buyer, he was giving it to him as a gift. So let's just call him the recipient. Manda amar nicha leidelekim behim nusei. If he wants to be trusted, matana nami nicha leidelekim behim nusei. He certainly wants to be trusted, even if he was gifting it. Think about it. Gee, thanks, Hanukkah present. You give me a piece of land. Turns out it wasn't yours. Manda amar nicha leidelo nika yegazlana. But as far as not being called a thief, amalei, when you gift something to somebody else, my gazlina minach, there can't be a claim of theft. He didn't take money in return for the property. So the opinion that said theft was limiting it. He shouldn't be called a thief was limiting it to the case of theft. The shita that was saying he wants to be trusted is including even a case where he gave it to the recipient as a gift. If he went back and bought it from the original owner, we will say he was buying it to affirm it in the hands of the recipient. And indeed, the broader interpretation is the one that's accepted in halacha, Simen Shin Ayin Dalid Se'if Aleph. The case is presented as Hagozel Sode Umachra Onasna La'acher. A person who stole a field and sold it or gifted it to somebody else and then afterwards purchased it. We're going to say it's an affirmation on the sale or gift that was done to this recipient. There's still 2 points on this amud which I'd like to share. Let's skip down to midway on the page. The first word on the line is behem nusei. And then the Gemara says va'ad emas. Until when will a purchase from the original owner done by the thief still be interpreted as an affirmation of the sale that he did or gift that he did to the recipient? Until what time can you still say he's trying to keep his reputation? Vad emas, until when, nichalei delekum behim nusei, will we invoke this reasoning that he's trying to keep his reputation? Amar Rav Huna says, atshas hamada bedin, it's very limited, until he gets called to court. Chiya barav amar adamata at karta liyidei, the second opinion is, until the person is given a collection authorization. Rav Papa amar adamas chalan yomei ach razta. And Rav Papa says the latest time until the days of announcement begin, meaning they found a property which they intend to collect from, and they're announcing so that bidders should come to purchase it so that we could generate money. So Rav Papa says all the way until the enforceability of the collection begins. And indeed, that's how the Mechaber presents it in Shinai and Dalid Sif Aleph. Nischayev l'shalem v'hischil bezdin lahachriz al nichsei hagazlan kidei lahagvos mehem lilokeach. Until they actually start announcing for the collection. Now, just to clarify, the actual collection would only be occurring in a case where the person paid money for it so that he's claiming damages. If the person was gifted the item, he doesn't really have a claim. He's simply turned off. He has a complaint, but he doesn't actually have a financial claim because he never laid out money for this property. One more point. The Gemara asks, Lokeach b'may kani lahay ara. How is the buyer, the recipient, getting this property? B'hai shtara, with the original document. Hashtara chasva ba'almohu. That document was written when the Gazlan did not own the property. It was only later that he purchased the property, as we're interpreting his purchase to affirm it in the hands of the buyer. But when was the kinyan done? Amale Rava. Rava says, Tehei b'ma'amino. It all has to do with the trust that occurs over here. B'ahu hanoa. Delo ka'omale midi v'kasamechale. Tarech umaisile. Gomar umaknile. With that trust that the buyer views the thief and allows him the time to go and purchase it from the real owner, that trust causes the Gazlan to purchase it on his behalf, and therefore indeed it belongs to the buyer if these conditions are all met, that we could make the argument, Nechalei Deleikum Behemnu Sei, that the Gazlan is operating in order to keep his reputation and remain trustworthy. That's the reason he did the purchase, and he did it on behalf of the buyer. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.